This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I
I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, sometimes I get tired. And sometimes I get weak. Cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name. Cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, sometimes I get tired. And sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling your name.
Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord.
This prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak, but I'm calling your name.
Right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak, but I'm
calling your name. Right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm singing.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm singing this song right now, cause I need you.
Cause I need you
right now, Lord.
And I'm calling your name, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Hey, sometimes my way get down, sometimes my friends get through, but I'm calling your name, hey,
right now, Lord.
And I need you right now, you right now, I need you right now, anybody right now, you need it right now, anybody
right now.
One day, right now, I'm gonna help me here. Anybody right now, you need the Lord. Anybody, come on and help me here. Tell the world, do you need it right now? Anybody right now, tell me. Right, come on, if you need it right now. Come on, yeah. Sometimes my way seems hard. Sometimes my way gets dark, but I'm calling your name. Hey. But I need anybody, I need anybody, why don't you tell me what the Lord has done for you? If he's done anything for you, you ought to let somebody know that God's been good to you. Tell me, tell me, tell me. Sometimes my way seems hard, sometimes it's dark, but I'm
calling your name right now,
now. I don't know about you all, but I need him right now. To let you know, the devil is busy. I was on my way after picking up the members, got on the railroad track. I mean, got ready to cross the railroad track. They had a train on the track just stalling, trying to keep me from coming here right now, Lord. and you can end up behind the school, and it'll put you back on the road. I did that. And guess what? I have not been that way in a day in my life. But I said, I told him, I said, look at God. Won't he do it? First of all, I want to thank Pastor Gunner for giving me an opportunity to stand before you this morning. And also want to thank God for each and every last one of you that are here. Because God is so good. He's better to me than he is, than I am to myself. You know, I have to say this, and I'll get started. This song, this message, these brothers' song today was right on time. Because God knew what I needed. Thank you, brothers. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, we come this morning. I first want to tell you thank you for giving us another opportunity to come out to your house to worship and praise your holy and righteous name. The God, I ask you to bless me, that you will use me in a mighty way, that you anoint me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, and just have your way, God. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart always be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my God and my Redeemer, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you would turn with me to the 20th chapter of Jeremiah, and I will read from the 9th to the 13th verses, and I will be reading from the New Living Translation. But if I say it, I will never mention the Lord or speak in his name, his word burns in my heart like a fire. It's a fire in my bones. I am worn out trying to hold it in. I can't do it. Jesus. I have heard many rumors about me. They called me the man who lives in terror. They threaten, if they say anything, we will report it. Even my old friends are watching me, waiting for a fatal slip. He will trap himself, they say, and then we will get our revenge on him. But the Lord stands beside me like a great warrior. Before him, my persecutors will stumble. They cannot defeat me. They will fail and be thoroughly humiliated. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of heaven's army, you test those who are righteous, and you examine the deepest thoughts and secrets. Let me see your vengeance against them, for I have committed my cause to you. Sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord, for though I was poor and needy, he rescued me from my oppressor. And I will be before you just a few minutes on Hold On, Don't Let Go. Hold on and don't let go. Now, you know, Jeremiah, they used to call him, that's where this book is from, they used to call him a weeping prophet. He didn't weep because he was weak. He wept because he cared. God called him at a young age to proclaim his word to rebellious people. From the start, Jeremiah felt unqualified. Lord, I am too young, I cannot speak. But
But God told him, do not say you're too young, for I put my words in your mouth. Do you know, if you remember the first chapter of Jeremiah, he said, I knew you in the womb. You can't get no younger than that. So God already know what he wanted to do for him. And so Jeremiah obeyed, but the journey was painful. He prophesied for God, yet people mocked him. He warned them of God's judgment. But Persia, that king Persia, threw him in stock, which he, in other words, they put him in jail because they didn't want them to tell him about the good news of the Lord. He tried to encourage the people, yet even his close friends turned against him. But in the 12th chapter of Jeremiah was worn out. He said, I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name. In other words, I quit. But something happened. He couldn't quit. He said, his word was in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it in. Indeed, I could not. Because when that fire hits you, if you ever felt the presence of the Holy Ghost, am I the only one? If you ever felt the presence of the Holy Ghost, I'm sorry, Lord. If you ever felt the presence of the Holy Ghost, it's something about that feeling. You'll never hardly feel it again. But you will never forget it as well. Because God is good. He said in his word, it's just like fire in his bones. I was weary and holding in, but I could not. But when God put his fire, his word in you, you cannot quit either. That's why today, my message is, hold on and don't let go. This is where many of us find ourselves tired, pressed on every side, feeling like giving up. But when you belong to God, I'm sorry, there's a fire on the inside that won't let you stop. And the fire is what I came to encourage you today. Hold on and don't let go. Jeremiah wanted to let go, but God wouldn't let him. The same is true for you. Even in your weakness, God's hand is holding you. Sometimes life throws situations that tests us. The family troubles, family struggles, sickness, betrayal. Like Jeremiah, you feel like walking away. But hear me today. Hold on. Don't let go. Why? Because the Lord is faithful. Jeremiah discovered that while people whispered against him, while friends plotted his downfall, the Lord says, he is with me like a mighty warrior. My brothers and sisters, don't let no circumstance steal your praise. Don't let no people weaken your faith. Hold on and don't let go, because God has not let you go. When you're weak, he is strong. When you're tired, he's your strength. When you want to quit, he reminds you, I have a purpose for your life. Jeremiah's enemy said, we're waiting for him. That's just like some people. Haven't ever had people watching you to fail, smiling in your face, talking behind your back. That's what Jeremiah faced. Yet and still, he lifted up the name of the Lord. That's why I say, don't let anyone stop your praise. No critics, no friends, not even circumstances, especially the situation we're going through today. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou hast kept me.
perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because thou trusted in thee. When your mind is fixed on God, you will praise him in the midst of your storm. You will pray. You will see praise isn't just a reaction. It's a decision. So don't let anyone stop your praise. You want to know why? Because when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, no, I'm not going to be selfish. All that he's done for us, ain't nothing going to stop my praise. So you see, your praise confuses the enemy. The devil can handle your tears, but he can't handle your praise. He can handle your silence, but he can't handle your shout. Praise is your weapon. Because in Romans 8:39, it says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Now, the fire that Jeremiah was talking about, it was trying to hold him down for what he wanted to do for God. But can I tell you about another fire you're probably familiar with? The one about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yeah, y'all remember that one? Yeah. They wanted them to serve a king. The king wanted them to serve an idol. But guess what? Those three men said to them that, most of the people have to bow down. But those three men, if you were thrown in a blaze of fire, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from his power. We're talking about Nebuchadnezzar's power. Because God got something for him too. Hallelujah. So you see, your faith, your trust, that's what's holding without letting go. And what happened? They were throwing him in the fire. And you know what? God is awesome, y'all. They made the fire even seven times hotter. Thought they were going to destroy them. But you know what happened? Nebuchadnezzar had to go over there and look and see. He said, I thought we put three in there. But I see four. Yeah. That sure looks like the Son of God. I tell you what, God is awesome. Yeah. I don't care what you're going through. He's there. He's there. He's there. Even if you don't even know it, he's there. Glory to God. When you refuse to let go, when you keep the faith, God himself will step into the fire with you. The same God that was with the mighty warriors for Jeremiah, the same God was with the three men in the fire, and the same God was Isaiah when he said he'll give you your perfect peace. And that same God is with you today. I came to tell you something this morning. When I was talking about, my subject would be hold on and don't let go. When you're in your storm, raging storms, hold on, don't let go. When you're being mistreated, hold on, don't let go. When you're sick and your doctor don't know what to do, hold on. And don't let go. When your money is funny, like mine, and your change is strange, hold on. Don't let go. Because the God is with Jeremiah. The God is with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The God is with Isaiah. Is the same God walking with you today. Wherever you go or whatever you do, he's with you. Can't nobody serve a God like that. All you got to do is call on his name, and he's there. you call upon his name, he's there. Regardless of what you're going through, you know what? The Bible says there is nothing too hard for our God. Because God was with Jeremiah. God was with the three Hebrew boys. And God was with Isaiah. And he's with us today. Jeremiah said, I wanted to quit, but I couldn't quit. Why? Because his word was like fire shut up in my bone. And when you got that fire inside, the devil can't stop you. The haters can't block you. And the trials can't break you. He's the fourth man in the fire, with you in the fire. He's a mighty warrior in your battles. He's the keeper of your soul. He's the peace in your storms. And if you hold on, he'll bring you out. If you hold on, he'll turn it around. If you hold on, he'll give you the joy in your sorrow. Beauty are for your ashes and praise for your lips, that no devil in hell can stop my praise. Amen. So I don't know about you, but I made up in my mind that I am not letting go, and I'm going to give God all the praise I can. Because you know why? He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. He putting food on my table. He putting clothes on my back. I can't help it. He watch over me every day, regardless where I go and what I do. He's always there. I don't know about you, but when, like I said, I want to go, but when I just think about the goodness of God and all that he does for me, I can't help but praise him. I'm not letting go of my wish. I'm not letting go of my God, because he's been too good. He's brought me too far. He's opened too many doors. He's made so many ways for me to let me go. And remember this. The same God stood with Jeremiah. The same God was the fourth man in the fire. And the same man is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. If you just hold on, you can come out stronger, you'll come out praising, and you'll come out victorious. You know why? Because there's an old song they used to sing a long time ago. My grandmother used to sing, it said, there is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. He, with his arms wide open, he'll pardon you. That's why I said it is no secret what God can do. You want to know why? Yes, because God is real. He's real in me. He has washed me. Let me see. Y'all know the song. Yes, God is real. Deep down in my soul. Yes, God is real. But he washed.